Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer, and we're on day 17. Hallelujah. Listen, the time is moving too quick for me, okay? And I dare not interfere with God's business. He is the Ancient of Days. He's in charge of everything, all right? Hallelujah. So I'm not making a complaint so much. I'm just saying I'm marveling. That's what I'm doing. Marveling at how quickly the time is going by. Amen. And for that reason, it ought to behoove us to draw nigh to Jesus. Amen. That should be a clear signal to us, in addition to all the things that are going on around us, that we should draw closer to Christ. Hallelujah. He's the only real answer for the dilemmas that our world faces. Amen. And if you have not tried him yet, I dare you to do it. Hallelujah. He's still waiting on you. Amen. Whether you're in church or not, because guess what? Your church membership does not guarantee you a seat in heaven. Did you know that? Uh-huh. Don't let the enemy trick you and fool you now. Just because you go to a church or you hold a position or a title does not guarantee doesn't meet the requirement that God gave us through his Son. He said, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him. Now listen, to believe don't mean just to realize that he exists. To believe in him means to accept and receive him, to make him the total Lord of your life. That means to surrender everything to him. That's what that means, because if it was just enough to believe in the sense that we have the faith that he exists, well, then demons would be in heaven too. Amen. Because the Bible said even the devil believes. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to go past the bare minimum. Show me your faith with works. That's what Paul said. All right. You believe? The proof is in your actions. In the fruit of the Spirit that ought to be shining through you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You have faith in someone. You love them. Amen. You trust them. Hallelujah. You rely on them. And there's no better person to lean on than Jesus. Amen. I'm so happy again that you could join me tonight. Day 17, we have 31 days in total that we're going before the Lord in prayer. I thank God for each and every one of you that have been laboring with me in prayer, just going before the Lord, seeking him, believing him, pulling down strongholds, speaking those things that be not as though they were, letting him pour the oil of gladness on us to give us strength to endure just a little while longer. Amen. Some of us are really going through some hard trials. Praise God. But God knew exactly who to handpick for the assignment. Amen. Just like he knew Job. He knew Job wouldn't turn on him. Hallelujah. And he knew that Job would be a faithful witness. You ever had a situation or ever heard a witness where in court there's so many witnesses that are called to the stand, but not everybody's telling the truth? Woo, my God. You remember when Jesus went to trial? They actually hired people to lie on him. My God, witnesses in the courtroom. Don't you know the devil will get up and swear right on the Bible and lie? Oh, but God has faithful witnesses. Oh, that'll tell the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Hey, thank you, Lord, for faithful witnesses tonight. Hallelujah. He knows your faithfulness. He knows that you'll stand for him. He knows that you won't let him down. He's faithful tonight. Hallelujah. And if we continue to trust him, he's going to show up mighty, strong and mighty on our behalf. Hallelujah. I want to get right into the word tonight. Woo-hoo! First Samuel chapter 30, and while you're looking for that, by way of announcement, we're going to be on again every night as the Lord permits and allows every night, even Christmas night, yes, and New Year's Eve night. We shall be here if the Lord says the same, lifting up the name of Jesus and exercising our legal rights and authority in the throne room. Hallelujah. Now listen, when we approach the throne of God, we don't go in there like we got it all together. Hey. We acknowledge that it's Jesus' blood that allows us to come. Oh, my. If not for the blood, we couldn't come to the Lord. Praise God. But isn't Jesus wonderful? The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us while we were in the mess. Isn't God awesome? Hallelujah. I just give God praise again for each and every one of you and for what he's doing in you. And let's hear what the Lord has to say tonight. All right, 1 Samuel 30. I like this story, but I get the feeling God is going to show us something more tonight. Amen. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south at Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. Before we go any further, let's get an understanding of this. Now, Ziklag was a place where the king in that area allowed David to live because he was fleeing from his enemies, him and his army. Come on. Amen. And his people, his wives. Hallelujah. David was running for his life. Some of y'all know what that's about. Oh, if you've been in Christ for a little bit of time, you got to know what it's like to run for your life. Hallelujah. The devil will come at me with your way to try to kill you, destroy you. David knew that all too well. He was always running from Saul and running from this one and that one. And so anyway, we find ourselves now where David is in Ziklag. He's returning from his journey where he was had beaten the Philistines and was scouting the territory to sift out the enemy. Glory to God. Don't you know God has not only given us a defensive posture, but an offensive posture, meaning we're not only guarding ourselves against the enemy, but the Lord has given us the power, by the power of the Holy Ghost, to destroy his works. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he said that after the Holy Ghost have come upon you, you shall receive power over every work of the devil. Oh, we got to remember that tonight. No matter what it looks like, you got power. That's why the devil's afraid of you. Amen. The greater one that's in you, he's trembling in his boots about Jesus, who lives big on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So David finds himself in Ziklag. The enemy, the Amalekites, those ice, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, this ice, that ice, these giants, the enemies of Israel, God's people, had invaded the south and Ziklag and had burned up the place with fire. Ooh, total destruction. When something is burned, there's nothing left. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to share something with you that I found very interesting about Ziklag. Ziklag means measure pressed down. Isn't that something? I found that very interesting. And so, and had taken the, we got to stop right there. Because listen, what did the Bible say about good measure? When we give, God will give it back to us, right? Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, and running over. All right? And he said, men shall give to thy bosom, right? It's not always money that the Lord returns our blessings in the form of. It's not always monetarily. But I find it interesting that the devil, with his dirty, nasty self, would attack the place where the measure is pressed down. Lord have mercy, I got to help somebody tonight by your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For those of you that have been faithful and sowing your seed and doing what you know is right, the enemy have come and try to make you think ain't no harvest. But the devil is a liar. So long as the earth remains, there shall be seed time and harvest. God has not forgotten your labor of love for him. He's going to reward you openly for everything and the emotions of the both that you have done for him. Don't you worry about that fire. God got an answer for that. Hallelujah. But can you imagine David having coming back from doing the Lord's will, finding this attack? Oh, my. That happens to us doing the Lord's will. And here comes the devil messing with your stuff. Oh, and God allowed it. That's what we got to remember. God allowed David to get attacked.
All right? Let's read what happened now. They had taken the women, captives, and that were in Ziklag. They slew not any. Now, they didn't kill nobody, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way, took them as prisoners. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters, Lord, the children, were taken captive. Can you imagine what that's like to come home after doing the Lord's work? I got to plug that in again, because some of us think because we're doing the Lord's work, we're untouchable. Uh-uh. You are a target for the devil. And not only that, you're God's choice. Didn't he say that about Job? When the devil was looking around to see who he could mess with, the Lord said, "Has thou considered my servant Job?" That's what he does with us. He brags off of us. He was bragging on David today. Isn't that something? Allow the enemy to come burn the city, take their wives, the children. Uh-huh. And look what happened. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept. Oh, come home to find your family gone. Until they had no more power to weep. Now that's some grief. To cry till there ain't no more tears. You don't have no more strength to even cry about it. Oh, Lord. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Come on here. I know somebody can identify with that. Doing the Lord's work. Come on home. And here come people. Always got something to say. Always have a better way to do things. Always have the answer. Always blame me, or you must have done something wrong. Not so. All right. Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David, with trouble all around him, couldn't find nobody to stand with him. Oh, Lord. Couldn't find nobody to pick up the phone and call and say, "Listen, it's going to be all right." That's for me, God's people are there. When the enemy comes in and attacks, the people want to turn on him. He has to encourage and fail. That's what the Bible says here. But David, in spite of everything he was going through, encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. How can you encourage yourself in somebody you don't know? I'm talking to somebody tonight that knows the Lord. You have his track record down pat. You know he's good. You know he's kind. You know he's merciful. You know he can't lie. You know he's faithful. You know he's going to come through. Hey, 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 hey. Encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. I believe Jesus had to do that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to encourage himself. Hallelujah. The disciples went to sleep. Left him by himself awake. Come on. Hallelujah. So look at verse 7. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, "I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod." Lord, help me tonight. Oh, the ephod was the garment, the piece with the 12 stones that represented the tribes of Israel. Hallelujah. That the priest would wear. And they would consult the Lord for answers. This is a very, very, very important piece of the consecrated garment. Uh-huh. The priest wore a mitre on his head, and the Lord was very specific about what the priests were to wear, their linen gowns, and this ephod, and the rope about their waist. This ephod given an enlightenment and illumination. Amen. Meaning, if you needed something from the Lord, you would consult with the ephod. Hallelujah. And it would give you, it would cause God to answer you by shining the light in a certain direction. The Lord would shine the light of his word on the situation by the way of the ephod. Amen. So David did not give up. Hallelujah. He said, "You know what? I'm going to encourage myself, and I want you to bring me that ephod. I'm going to talk to God. I know who's going to help me. I know who's going to bring me out. He's done it so many times before. David had a testimony. He was the same little rugged boy that took care of the sheep while his brothers were out there acting like they didn't know him. Come on here. He was rejected by his own daddy when Samuel came to the house to choose him as the next king. His daddy acted like he didn't exist. Old man Jesse, yeah, he did that." Hallelujah. But God knew David behind the scenes.
Ooh, I wish somebody would grab a hold of that. God is looking at what you're doing behind the scenes when nobody's looking. Come on here. When the congregation ain't clapping, that's headed up on Shonda Baha. When you don't have no audience and the audience ain't playing, huh? God is looking at your words like, when you're all by yourself. Oh, my God. The Lord seeketh those that were worshiping in spirit and in truth. And David had that testimony. He was sitting back there, to those so-called dirty sheep, dirty work. Come on here. The work that a lot of pastors don't want to do because they're too popular. They have too many degrees. They can't get their hands dirty. Hey, but what you call dirt is God's treasure. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's what he did. And God saw his worship. He saw what he did back there. As a matter of fact, David went before King Saul and said, listen, I killed a lion and a bear. Just King Saul said, what does this little boy think he is? He killed a lion and a bear. We can't even stand against this man. He killed a lion and a bear with what weapons? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. King Saul, you may use a sword and a gun and a rocket ship, America, Obama. Use whatever weapons you see fit, but the weapons that I have are fire, smooth stones, prayer, yes, fasting, consecrated, seeking the face of the Lord. There's my victory. That's how I get mine. Yeah. Yeah. God gave David Holy Ghost strategy to win the battle. Praise God. Yes, let's read this now. So he brought the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Oh, look at what David did. Look at what David did. He didn't ask nobody else about what he should do. Come on here. He went to the Lord and said, my God, you see what has happened here. Should I go after them? Now listen, just because you have the power to do something don't mean that it's God's will for you to do it. All right? Amen. We have to ask the Father, Father, what would you want us to do in the name of Jesus? We got to get direction and clarity from him, okay? All right. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, my God, pursue. I got to say that to you tonight. Pursue. Pursue. Mm-hmm. Look at what the Lord said after that. For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Ooh, my God, we're going to pray about this tonight. We receive this word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, praise, and thanks because you are so wonderful. Father, you did not have to even take the time to wake us up this morning. But you are so faithful. You allowed us to see another day. Yes, Lord. A brand new mercy, something that we've never seen or experienced before. And Father, in spite of all the blood of the enemy that comes in and rages against us, we are still here in the land of the living, to give you praise, to say thank you for another chance, to acknowledge that you are God, and that besides you there is none other, to decree and declare that Jesus is Lord, and we love him. Yes, and that you've given us the gifts through the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for him tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your protection, your divine covering over our lives and keeping our families. Father, we want to thank you for keeping our lives in perfect peace, my God. And we thank you for this hour of prayer, this time, this moment, this season, this dispensation that you've allowed us to come before your throne of grace, to seek your face, to come before your throne of grace, to sit at your feet, Lord Jesus, in the throne room and hear from you, to get instruction and direction, Lord God. We don't know which way to go, Jesus. We are but sheep, but you are the shepherd who leads us. You guide us. You nurture us. You feed us. You hear us, Lord, and we love you for Lord. You're a good, good God. We love you tonight, and we say thank you, even for the battles, because we know that they're not ours, but the battle belongs to you, and you are mighty, God. Hallelujah. Who are you, Lord God? The Lord God, mighty in battle, strong and mighty, never lost a battle. Hallelujah, Shanda. Thanks be unto you, Lord God, for you've given us the victory. We thank you that we're not defeated, and we're not failures. Hallelujah, because you said so. When David asked the question, what shall we do to the enemy of our souls? What shall we do to those powers that come against us? You said pursue. Hallelujah. But Lord, we're coming before you tonight. How shall we pursue? Oh, Lord, what shall we do to pursue the enemy? You've given us weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through you. So to pull it down of strongholds, cast it down imaginations, and every lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, your people need you tonight. The troops of the enemy have come in and attacked with sickness, attacked with depression, attacked with finances, attacked with discarded families. How shall we pursue, Lord? I hear you saying pursue with praise. Just keep on praising me. Keep giving me glory. Because I'm going to bring you out. Pursue with your worship. Pursue with my word. My word. So not return to me. Boy, not a husband fail. Go after the enemy. Don't you be afraid. Because I'm giving you power. Oh, in the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you power in my word. I'm giving you power in the blood of Jesus. I'm giving you power. Use your armor. Yeah. Pursue and overtake him. Don't let the enemy think he's won. And let him asunder. I teach your hands to war, said the Lord, and your fingers to fight. Oh, I'm already gone before you in this battle, and I am with you, and I'm your very one. Oh, I'm going to show you my glory. Never speak about asunder. Never speak defeat. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Speak those things that be not as though they were. With your stripes, we have been healed, Lord. We speak your word. We speak the oracles of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for teaching us how to pursue. We will not bend, and we will not bow. Precious Father, help us to stand. A lot of us have become weak, but you said that the weak say I'm strong. We thank you, Lord, for victory tonight. We wave our banners of victory in spite of what we see in the natural. We want to thank you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We pursue you, devil, with the word of God that said no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Yes, Lord, we pursue you, Satan, with the word of God that said lift up your hands. Oh, ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come in. I decree and declare the King of glory, the Lord God Almighty, the little motion, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Kishkenu, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi,
Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, Alpha and Omega, really of the valley, beginning and end, bright and morning star, first and last. Wow! He's coming in. He's coming in. He's coming in with healing, power, deliverance, breakthrough, peace of mind. Wow! In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you for sharpening our warfare weapons tonight. Father, I pray you do it all over this radio line tonight. Sharpen a koshata, every warfare weapon. Quicken your people with your Holy Ghost power, that they will not get weary in well-doing, knowing that they shall reap if they faint not. You said without fail, we shall recover everything that has been stolen. Father, I decree and declare by the power of your Holy Ghost and in Jesus' name. Father, even as you restore double to Job, I thank you for double portions. Being released upon the land of your people. Father, you see your remnant, those that are worshiping you. In secret, some of their hearts broken, some have been bleeding on the inside, but you are keeper, you are so faithful. Thank you, for you said that them that come to you must first believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. Father, thank you that you yet have sanctified seekers. Yes, Lord, faithful witnesses who are standing for you. Bless them, my God, 100 upon 100-fold. Thank you for giving us victory. We wave our banners in faith, knowing that we are victorious in every area of our lives. Father, we plead the blood now against the hand of the enemy that would seek to retaliate. Father, every spirit of backlash and vengeance that would come against your saints as we advance in the spirit as you lead us, we cancel every assignment of the enemy. We call it null and void and powerless in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we seal this prayer with Jesus' blood. We thank you for the seal of the precious Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. I just want to ask you all to continue to lift me up in prayer. And a lot of you have heard me speak about my spiritual mom. She's going to be on this airway soon in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm believing God for that. She'll be able to share her testimony herself. I can't hardly touch it because I'll be out. But she has so much to say about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. That will encourage your heart. Will you please keep my mom in prayer, Marie Gordon, Evangelist Marie Gordon. Those of you that know her from the scholarship program know that I love her dearly, dearly, dearly. That's my mama. Amen. Please do lift her up in prayer. God has a great plan for her life, and he's doing some wonderful things, preparing her for greater works. And you know one of the things that I've learned from her that I want to share with you tonight? We will never, ever really get to know God unless we're willing to suffer with Christ. Do y'all hear me? We will never really know God. See, it's one thing to know about him and know what other people have said, but to know him for yourself on a personal level, you got to go through some stuff. Hallelujah. She has taught me that well. And I thank God for her very life. If not for her prayers and not for her life and her ministry, we don't even want to discuss that. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. So, beloved, listen, tomorrow night, same time, same station, we'll be right here doing the same thing, talking about love and lifting up Jesus on day 18 of 31 days of prayer. Have a blessed night. I love you. Bye-bye.